Okay, so I think we're going to try to wrap up tonight. And this is the chelik in the sefer where he's describing again the level of Moshe Rabbeinu versus the level of the Ovis, and how Moshe Rabbeinu experienced ein od milvado in the highest level possible. He says that's why Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu, very interesting diuk you have here, Moshe Rabbeinu was growing every minute, and he was getting more and more of a hasaga every minute. And eventually, it says, K'mosh matzino b'mishnah Torah, v'haya, the parasha of v'haya im shamoa tishmu al mitzvayisai, asher anochi mitzvay eschem hayoyim, la'avas Hashem okechem. What does the next pasuk say? V'nasati metar artzichem. I will give you rain. Almost as if Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I will give you the rain. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't live separately from Hashem. He lived in the Ein Od Milvado, and he viewed himself as part of Hashem. So I'm giving the rain. Meaning to say, he was totally batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just living as a part of him. Incredible concept. And this is what the Gemara says. Shechina midaberes mitarech groinai. The nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shechina itself. It wasn't like other prophets who spoke, and that what they were speaking was what they had seen from Hashem. But rather, Hashem spoke through Moshe. Moshe's speech was Hashem because he was batal his whole mitzias to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it says peh el peh. Normally, when you want to speak to someone, it says peh el peh adaber elav. I speak to you. Mouth to, you know, face to face. But here it says, pe el pe adaber bo. The word bo is very strange. It doesn't seem like the right use of the word. But it says Nefesh HaChaim, it means pe el pe adaber bo, in him. In him, I speak. Adaber bo, I speak within Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why it says, loikom novi oid bi Yisrael kamoisha. That there was no prophets. On the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, there's a famous Chazal saying in the Tanu Debel Yo, it says, Chayv Adam Lomar, Mosai Yagiu Maasai, Lemaasai Avosai, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. When will my actions reach the level of the Avos? So says Nefesh HaChaim, interesting to note, it doesn't say, when will my actions reach the actions of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because we're not expected to live the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a whole different level. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a level that's not meant for the regular people. But we could touch the level of the Avos. And therefore we have to ask ourselves, are we holding by the level of the Avos? That's what he says. So he says, that's what the Braisa says. Chayv Adam Lomar, a person must say, Matai, when? Yagiu Maisai, Maisai, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. I will reach the level of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu for that same reason. Then he says like this, Omnom imkoze l'chol yorei Hashem amiti. Anyone that has true Yer Shemayim, shall koponin, at least, beis omdo lehispalo, when he's ready to daven, yivato b'tor alibo. He should be mevato with his heart, kifi yecholto v'asagoso, according to the best that he can understand. Kol ha-kochos sheba'olam, b'chol kochosav, kilu ein shum mitzios ba'olam klal. At least when you daven, reach this level that nothing else except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. L'histabek b'libo rak bo yizbarach. V'akoponim leprakim, at least once in a while. Ki be'emes, because in reality, lo kol ha'itam shavim b'inyan taras ha'leiv. We can't live on that level consistently. Uvefrat b'daras halalu, kimat bilti efshal lehispalo b'tmidus, b'zos ha-madrega ha-gavoha. It's impossible for a person to daven on that level consistently. B'kfar amar b'lazar yecholini lifta kol ha'olam kuloi midin tefillah. I can really exempt everyone from tefillah. Meaning to say, technically, the way you're supposed to daven is with the understanding of Ein Milvado. But I also, at the same time, understand that it's impossible to live on that level constantly. So you have this both ends of it, right? Afa Pikein, Ha'oved HaTahar, someone who is Oved Hashem, Ha'roeh U'mistakel Tamid, B'taharas L'vavo, someone that tries to get into the depths of his heart, Ha'kol Nyonov, Shiyu L'rotzon L'fnei Adam, that you want that your actions should be at least appropriate to Hashem, Yuchal Lehagia, Shiyispalal Ha'koponim L'prokim, B'zos HaLajega, it should come at least once in a while, he reaches this level. The atom of war coming also. Now we go back all the way to the beginning of the chapter. When he started off and he said, what's the significance of makom? And what's the significance of calling, referring to Hashem as makom, particularly in the area of tefillah? Like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, ukesha atom ispalel altas tefillascha keva. Don't make your tefillah keva. Ella. You should daven before the makom. What's makom? Makom is this, that really Hashem is the space of the world. Hashem is what takes up the whole world. Hashem is the where the whole world is, exists within him. That's the depth of the makom. So when a person wants to really daven, they should daven la makom. They should daven with the kavana of makom. That's the real tefillah. Ein od milvado. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not only that, you shouldn't dive into a midah, you shouldn't dive into an expression of God. You should dive in only to the Einon Milvado. You should dive into the Havaya. Okay? And you should dive into them as if they don't exist. And you should have that clarity that that's the way that davening is. So he says, that's what it means that... Going all the way back, where he was trying to understand what's the significance of makom, and that's the answer. The makom is when we come to that realization that everything in the world is just an expression of Hashem, and we only reach that specifically in davening. Rabbi Matisseo Solomon said one time, he said, that's why at the Pesach Seder we make many references to makom. Right? We say at the Pesach Seder we say. Kama malos tovos la makom aleinu baruch hamakom baruchu. We refer. We have the reference to makom of two places. So, when Matisseo Salman used to say, because on Pesach when Hashem did those miracles through Moshe Rabbeinu is when we reach that level of makom, right? Which makes a lot of sense, right? Is that's when we reach that particular level of makom. So. That's really coming full circle in this understanding. And then he says, "V'lozu b'vav b'inyan tefillah, not only during tefillah, the shagam ha'esek b'Torah, even Torah can be learned on this level. That a person should be mevatel themselves to the makom and say, well, I'm just, everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's really the ultimate, you know, kiyum of tefillah itself. He should make his tefillah only an expression and a conversation and a request and a discussion with the makom. He's the only power. Ain't soif baruch. There is no soif. He fills the whole world. Those words, right? There is no space. That's panui. There's no space that's open from him. All right. There's no makom panui. There's no space that's empty of godliness according to this. The ayin rokeach. The rokeach says ukishiyomar baruch ato Hashem. Every time you make a bracha, al yachshov al hakovod hanira b'lev hanevim. Don't even think about that. I'm expressing myself towards Hashem. The same Hashem that the Nevi'im spoke to. No, this is a higher Hashem. This is the Hashem that exists in Einon Novada. Ki'im al Hashem hu alokim Hashemayim v'aretz ba'avir v'yam v'chol o'ilam shuhu elokei ha'avos. That's really the ki'im of a Kadosh Baruch who's full malchus. Akan Hashanei v'havein. And this is what you should understand. So this is the way he wraps up the Sefer. And you see from the way the Sefer was set up, the way that he set up this chapter, that he took a concept and that seemed very, very high and very elevated and very out of this world. And he brought it out that, you know, we can connect to that through tefillah, through Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, and all this to ultimately a segula, the nifla, you know, an understanding of Eino Milvado. Right? So it's really, you know, an incredible chapter. I have to say, I never learned this before really well. It's a very deep chapter, and Baruch Hashem, we learned it. And I think when you put it in the context of the whole Sefer, and realize this is where he's going with the whole Sefer. We started off with the concept of Tzelem Elokim and how we are participants with Hashem in the world. And everything we do is reflected in the upper world and the whole chain of Hashpa, right? And how we all control that. And that's incredible. But ultimately, he comes back and says, that's true. We control it and we're partners with him. But that's all in this world of Elokim, Tzelem Elokim. It's Hashem's koach to create. Shem's called to include us. But ultimately, you know, and that was an incredible limud, right? How all the worlds were connected. And now all the worlds, everything was one on top of the other. We started realizing the depth of what we do and the power of our actions, right? And then he explained the Einon Milvado now, and he says, really, everything's Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the next chapter, which we learned already, which was Shar Dalet, which explained the power of Torah and the equation of limud HaTorah in this. So that really brought together the whole Sefer, that really the highest levels can be attained through learning Torah, and that's Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So this is really, I think we completed the Sefer, Baruch Hashem, and you know, I don't know, I thought that we should.